Dharma upholds. Individual Dharma and social Dharma. Individuals within a community and the community itself have very different Dharma, sometimes even opposite. When an individual is harmed, he or she may not want to personally take vengeance, and it might not be wise to do so. However, valid social authorities have a duty to the entire community to support and protect the community itself, to enable the people to survive and thrive. To this end, the public must establish customs and systems of justice and force that address the survival, safety, health, and integrity of the community. These need to encourage people to do good and the community as a whole to prosper. These customs need to take into consideration the norms of the people, their current comprehension, abilities, discipline, habits, practices, and beliefs. There is naturally a wide variety of these characteristics among people in a society. Customs need to reflect people's capabilities and also encourage everyone to progress toward goodness and greater civility. The dichotomy between the dharma of an individual and the dharma of a community has led to much confusion and to weakened societies. Some people think that forgiving is always good and appropriate, and that communities should also forgive people who have done harm without enforcing any punishments. Individual people often experience great benefits when they forgive, but communities experience harm instead. Some people imagine that it is good and moral to allow a dharma to thrive in society in the name of love, human rights, religion, or not hurting people's feelings. Some people imagine that one wrong can be cured by another wrong. Despite the obvious illogic of supporting wrongdoing in society, many people have allowed their communities to become veritable nightmares. Some of them relocate, taking their damaging philosophies with them, only to destroy their new communities. To obtain a good harvest, we must pull out weeds from our gardens. To create effective structures and relationships, we must pull out weeds of untruth from our thinking and planning. To live with justice and humane governance, we must pull out weeds of graft, bribery, plunder, predation, and deceit from our lawmakers and rulers. We must collectively weed out adharma from our societies to obtain a safe and supportive environment for everyone to live and grow. For human society to survive, we must recognize that it is dharma that supports us all, individually, in communities, and as a people.